Hi, this is Matt King from the Roadmap Workshops, and welcome back to another edition of Leading on the Edge, interviews with my masterminds. And today I'm interviewing a good friend of mine. Her name is Laura K. Henderson. You may also remember her as our Q&A girl. That's probably how you actually found your way to the Roadmap Workshops in the first place. She's done a lot of great things in her life. She's done a lot of traveling, been lots of places. And she has a lot of good things to talk to us about today as to where she's been in her life. And we're going to hear a lot about that. The first thing I'd like to ask you, let me just say hi. How you doing, Laura?
I'm doing great, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
Great. I'm glad you're happy to be here. Let me ask you something. Why exactly do you consider yourself to be a success, and why?
I would consider myself to be successful, Matt, because I am really happy with my life at the moment. And, you know, I graduated from college with 4.0, which I worked very hard to get. But, you know, I set a goal and I achieved it. I set a goal to pay off my loans, and I'm 1 year out of college and I am debt free. I have just last year went to 8 different countries, including China and Taiwan and Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, you know, all over Korea. It's just been such a pleasure to be able to do that, and I feel so free because I'm not in debt, and I'm not committed to anyone. I don't feel like I'm a slave to a job or something where I can't make my own choices. So I would consider myself successful because I am free to live my life as I choose without any worry about bill collectors or an angry boss over my head.
Oh, that's really awesome. It sounds like you've done a lot of cool things in your life, and you're pretty much living the American dream, doing everything that everybody else probably wants to do, which is travel and have that freedom. let me ask you this. Were you ever encountered with the, quote, I don't know what to do with my life kind of an attitude?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we all grow up when you are a kid, you say, I want to be a lawyer or a doctor or an actor or an astronaut or whatever. And as you get older, you change and, oh, now I really want to be this or I really want to be that. But once it comes time to start developing the skills you need for a career, it's often, okay, what do I really want to do that I want to invest myself fully into? Because, you know, it's so hard when you go 4 years of college and then you realize, maybe this isn't what I want to do, but I've already put all these years into developing the skills, so I guess I will kind of just keep going with it. And a lot of people then are in a job that they're not happy with, and I always knew that's not something or somewhere I wanted to be. I wanted to know what I wanted to do, but I could never actually settle in on something, you know? So I just started, absolutely, and I started looking at what it is I like to do and what I could make a successful career out of. So I knew that I loved music. I was always in band and choir and theater in school, but I also loved, you know, being active and playing sports and whatnot. So I knew I would never be at a desk job. So I already ruled out that. I knew I had to be doing something where I would be moving and exercising and using my body. And I knew I definitely wanted to put those together. So I have something that gives me activity, something that keeps me moving and shaking all the time, and something that definitely ties into filming and theater and music. And it's like, where do you go from there?
Exactly.
So,
want to hear something funny? When I first got into coaching, I had to take a coaching course, and the first thing that I learned was, I don't want to say the first thing, but one of the first things that I learned was that those kind of people they have interests in all kinds of different things, but don't have any idea how to. They're normally is not just a normal one career for that kind of a thing. And they call those kinds of people rainbow people.
Isn't
that kind of funny?
That's kind of funny. But yeah, so it's like I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew that I loved movies and theater and traveling and, you know, exercise. And so I just kind of started with that base of, okay, I love people and I love performing. So I got an associate's degree in communications while I was still kind of taking those base courses, trying to give myself time to figure out what I wanted to do. And then I you know, I went on to my bachelor's degree and got that in media studies. So that kind of encompassed everything with the radio and TV and film. And so I was getting closer to an actual job, but I was still just so broad. And the media is huge, as we all know. And so I took a year to kind of touch on another thing that interested me, and that was traveling. And that's I ended up spending a year teaching English in Korea, and that allowed me to do a lot of the traveling and whatnot, and also gave me time to reflect on what I want to do with my future. And I've realized I don't have to settle for anything. I can do what I want if I find a way to make that happen. And so I will be returning to Korea, but I will also have set up some different filming things to do over there. And so I can still do my traveling and my teaching and my filming all at the same time. You know, it's really about finding what it is that interests you and finding a way to make it work for you. So don't feel like there's ever anything that you can't do.
Now, for somebody just getting started out in their life, and you know, maybe they don't have a college degree, maybe they're just getting out of high school or going into college, or maybe they already have a college degree and they're just kind of getting out there, and maybe they're in that position that you were just talking about, and they don't exactly know. Maybe they have a job, but they've fallen comfortable in a world that they don't really want to be in. Just because they want the money, they want that paycheck, but they realize they made that commitment to themselves to get out of that. What kind of advice or what kind of steps would you encourage them to take?
Right. And that's, so many people I know are still at that step, and they are just working so hard to get out of that. A lot of people have a job, and they get comfortable. Okay, this pays the bills. I know that I am set today, and tomorrow I, you know, will wake up and do it again, even though I don't like it, because I know it's still going to keep paying the bills. And I say, if you don't love what you do, then why are you doing it? Same thing. It pays the bills. It's what I'm doing. It's what I have done. And when people are ready to really make that step and make that commitment to change their lives, I'd say don't do anything too drastic. Don't just quit your job without a plan and start, you know, chasing wild dreams, because then now you're, oh my goodness, oh yeah, I forgot I have a cell phone bill and a car payment and this. So I'd say continue what you're doing for now, but set aside some time to really think about where you want to be in the future and think about why you're unhappy. A lot of times it might not even be, you know, one particular thing, but it may be just, you just don't know what you want to do. So continue what you're doing, but instead of watching TV at night or instead of going out to the bar, take that time and really think about what you want to do with your future and find a way to make it happen. And once you set up something for yourself in place of your job, then I would say definitely get out and just start living your life. You know, don't be afraid to be happy. It's really, it's okay.
That's actually really good advice. Since that's exactly what we teach at the Roadmap Workshops, is how to become a more successful person and to be a happy person. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, getting back to, you know, success and the Roadmap Workshops, what we do, obviously, we want to get stories. We want to get success stories from everybody that's out there so that we can have a very well-rounded educational system set up in the Roadmap Workshops. Now, the definition of success that we go with, obviously, and everybody's pretty much heard it because it's almost the cornerstone of the Roadmap Workshops, which is a genuine balance of achievement in all areas of life that are important to you. However, that is my definition, and everybody has their own. I'd like to ask you, what is your definition of success?
All right. And I do love your definition as well. It's, you know, it was new to me when I first heard it, and I was like, wow, that really does hit, you know, that hits home. That's a great one. I don't have, you know, my own workshop, so I don't have quite as much thought into my definition of success as you probably have put into yours. But thinking about it, you know, I would say success is really just freedom and being happy. and not being tied down to something like a job that you hate because you have to, but having the time and the money and just the security in your own peace of mind of being happy with your life, being able to do whatever you want, I would consider myself successful because I do have that choice. You know, I feel like if there's something I want right now, I can make it happen, and I'd be successful enough to, you know, I guess this is now I see just how much you put into this workshop. It really does. It's a deep thought. But I'd say being able to realize your dream or having realized your dream would be success to me. It doesn't have to mean money. It doesn't have to mean, you know, riches and fame and fortune. But just whatever it is that you feel is what you want to achieve with your life, and knowing that you have either achieved that or you are on your way to achieving that would be success to me.
And that's actually, I know you kind of got a little bit flustered over the definition, but it's yours, and it's mm-hmm. only yours. There's nothing wrong with it. Did I put a lot of time into, you know, coming up with my own definition? Yeah. Well, I feel, you know, I probably put the proper amount of time into it, but nothing that you're saying here is going to be wrong. I mean, what you have is yours, and if that is what you feel success is, then by all means, I would go with it. I would even publish it in a future ebook on all the definitions of success, because everybody does have a different one, and I want everybody to be able to have different ideas and go, you know what, I like this one a little bit better, or maybe this one inspires me to come up with my own, and everybody, you know what, maybe if I tweak this one just a little bit, maybe I can move on from that one.
Absolutely, and I would love to read that too, to hear, you know, just what else everyone else considers success.
Exactly.
And, you know, now that you've really put that out there, I think I will go home tonight, start thinking more about my life, and if somebody asks me again, you know, why do you consider yourself successful? Aside from what I've said, you know, I think I could give a more definite answer. And that's why I love always meeting you again, Matt. You know, every time we do, I learn something new, and something is, you know, gets stimulated in my mind, and I just go home thinking, you know, today was a very productive day, and I think tomorrow is going to be a great day.
Exactly, and that's a perfect way to go about life and to go about your, especially your everyday life, because you always want to be kind of looking ahead and thinking, you know, tomorrow is going to be a great day. You don't want to think to yourself, oh my Lord, you know, tomorrow's really going to suck, and those are negative thoughts. You know, we talk about the law of attraction. You want to keep those out of your life because it's only going to bring you down. And, of course, you know, in the Roadmap Workshops, we're going to give you the recommended reading. We're going to say go out and read books like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, you want to be a happy person. You want to get out there and attract other people into your life, and you do that very well with your life. I'm going, like, so far off on the external tangents that it's like way off in left field now.
Hey, that's okay. That's how you discover new territory, right? If you always stay right on the Mississippi, wouldn't have found anything else, I suppose.
Now, I do want to ask you, I don't want to say backtrack, because I think it's, you know, it's good to get into other areas, because I think a lot of people that are listening are going to want to know, how exactly did you come to the conclusions in your life to be doing what it is that you're doing today? And one of the areas of your life that I'm interested in, and I think a lot of others would be interested, is knowing what you went to school for. What did you, you know, you have a degree, we've come to that conclusion, but what did you get your degree in, and how did you decide to get that degree, and what are you doing with it?
Absolutely. Fantastic question. Well, like I said, I started off at a community college, just going, you know what, I know that I love communication, and I love people, and I love movies and theater, so let me get my coursework, you know, my groundwork, all the basic freshman courses done, without wasting a whole lot of money somewhere when I don't know what I want to do. And, you know, I started taking just the gen eds and all that, and I realized, okay, I know that I definitely want to go into something where I'm going to be working with people, and I love media and performance. And so I did. I took some theater courses, the few that were offered. And, you know, I got an associate's degree, and I transferred over to a four-year college, Western Michigan University. And I saw one of their majors was film, video, and media studies. And it was new at the time when I went over there. So I said, this sounds perfect for me. And so I signed up, and you really could focus if you wanted to on radio or television or film, you know, any kind of aspect that you would like, or journalism. And my problem was that they all interested me. So I actually took courses in everything, knowing that I knew somehow I was going to be in the media and doing something with my life that was performance-based. You know, so I did that, but I'm also very interested in just different ways of thinking and different ways of life. So I ended up getting a double minor in philosophy and women's studies, because they both just really piqued my interest in thinking about the world in new and different ways. And so to come back to your question, my four-year degree was in media studies, basically, and philosophy and women's studies as minors. And what I've done with that so far, I feel, is quite a bit, actually. I didn't go straight to NBC or ABC, you know, try to get a job. I didn't move to New York or Hollywood and say I'm going to be the next big thing. I just said I know that I want to do something with my life. And actually, in one of my theater shows I was in, I met somebody who had taught English in Japan. And I said, wait a minute, you can get paid to go somewhere and just teach people how to speak English, which I've been doing all my life. So, I mean, I think I know how to do that. He said, yeah, it's great. You know, they'll fly you over there and they put you up. I said, wow, this sounds like a great, great idea. So I looked into it, and I actually ended up moving to Korea, and I did that for a year. But while I was over there, you know, I got into that media a little bit, and I was able to do a filming project for my school while I was over there. And it really broadened my horizons, you know, and tying back into the philosophy minor, you know, from college, and then looking at another way of life and seeing their philosophies, it's really just opened my eyes on how much is out there in the world and what people value in different areas of the world, and how a lot of things are different, but a lot of things are the same. And it made me think, what is important to me? And so I started saying, okay, I know that I want to, you know, be successful, and I want to be able to take care of anyone that I need to take care of, my family. And I don't know, I feel like I've kind of come to that. So that's good.
All right, that's really good. I really enjoy hearing all your answers, because I'm always learning more about you and learning, you know, where you've been and the things that you've done. Because you've gone and done a lot of things on your own. You've been a lot of places. You know, even right here in town, you know, going off and, you know, finishing a degree or whatnot. But let me ask you this. When you get into doing a lot of these things, and I'm not just talking about you, but I'm kind of referring to society as a whole, I actually, a long time ago, came to the conclusion that the reason that a lot of people don't take the next step in their life is because they're afraid to do something mm-hmm. bigger with their life. A lot of people are living their life, metaphorically speaking, of course, they're living their life with their feet on the brake, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's not allowing them to go full force and go do everything that they're capable of doing because of those fears. But what I'd like to know is, did you have any fears? Was there anything that kept you, even if it wasn't a fear, was there something that kept you from going forward and doing all these great things in your life? And what were they? How did you overcome them?
You know, absolutely. There was a time in my life when I thought, okay, this is it. And what that was I was it's actually the worst month of my life. I had just transferred to my four-year college, and it was boom, 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 3 weeks in a row. I had the very first week my father actually passed away, and the very next week my mom lost her job, and with that, insurance. And the very next week she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so that was one blow after another. And, you know, first of all, there's the emotional trauma and whatnot. But more importantly, at the time, there was the financial struggle. And so I thought I was going to have to drop out of college to have to get a job, you know, to support and help pay medical bills and whatnot. But I said, I will not do that. I just said, this is not what I want to do with my life. I do not want to drop out of college. And, you know, I had set a goal when I first started to get a 4.0 in college. Like, that was my big goal, my four-year goal. And I said, I'm not going to give up now. And thankfully, I had a family that was very supportive And I had a lot of great role models and mentors who, you know, were there for me when I needed. But, you know, I had to do a full-time job while I was going to school full-time, you know, and I'm trying my hardest to, you know, be there for my mom and also be able to keep up with my schoolwork and whatnot. And, you know, I never let go of my dream and my goal. And I think that's what's really important is if you are stuck and you have something holding you back, know that your dream and what it is that you really want to do, what matters most to you, is so much more important, so much more powerful than anything that can hold you back. If you have something that you really want in life, you will find a way to make it happen, no matter what happens. And even if you think, oh, I'm scared, or oh, I have no clue how I am going to overcome this roadblock, there are other people there to help you. There is no way that I could have done this on my own. I had professors and friends and family who were there each day, you know, helping me, giving me advice, or not even doing anything except living their life as an example. And I looked up to them and I said, you know what? They're right. If they can do it, if they can be happy and do this, so can I. It doesn't matter what your situation is. You know, there's people that are a lot worse off than I am. So I always remembered that there's always somebody who's had a worse problem and they've overcome it. So why not me? And so I put my mind to it and I just did what I could and did my research when I needed to and looked up to people. And, you know, the biggest thing I think is that I stuck to what I believed in and I wasn't afraid to ask for help if I needed that.
That's a really good piece of advice, actually. You know, don't be afraid. Don't have too much pride to get out there and ask somebody, you know, say, hey, I've got a problem. Is there something that you can help me with or whatever. I really enjoy listening to your stories. You have such good, you know, good stories, and the places that you've been are just incredible, and what, you know, the obstacles that you've been able to overcome to get where you're at today. Let me ask you this now. Obviously, up till now, you've done a lot of great things, but living life and whatnot, you're young. I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. What kind of future plans and hopes and goals and dreams? What do you want to do in the future?
You know, well, this next year I'll actually be going back to Korea. And so I'm checking off my life list, you know, one thing at a time. And right now traveling and really getting to know who I am is a big thing for me. Because I feel if you don't know yourself, you really can't get to know anyone else, you know, in a full commitment. And so I'm taking the time to understand what is important to me. And I've come to realize family is a big part of that. And, you know, success is a part of that too, but not just in money, but in being happy with my life. And so I see myself continuing to, you know, remain debt-free and comfortable. And if something happens, you know, I'm not worried about, I'm not living paycheck to paycheck or anything like that. But I will continue to find out, you know, how I can make a profit from my interests. I love filmmaking and writing and teaching. And so in the future, I hope to, you know, write about my travels and write some books and some memoirs, or, you know, make some travel documentaries. And I know that I'll always find a way to take all of my interests and make a profit from them. And that doesn't mean I'm selling anything to anyone. You know, I'm not doing anything that goes against what I believe in or anything that makes me uncomfortable. But, you know, I just look at what I like to do and I say, how can I make this a business? And that's, I think a lot of people see business as a dirty word. They think, okay, that's just, you know, if I'm going into business, that means I'm trying to get people's money. And I mean, in a sense, I guess you are. That's what business is for. But it's not the dirty word that people might think it is. Just look at what interests you, you know, as I say, filmmaking, writing, and all of that interests me, and turn it into something that you can live off of. You know, if you can make a profit doing what you love, you never have to work a day in your life. Technically, that's what I feel. So if I'm out there traveling the world, you know, shooting and editing and making travel documentaries, you know, I'll be happy as a clam.
I completely agree with that. You have, once again, you know, just such wonderful advice to hand out and just hand out to everybody. And I'm really glad that you can do that. We'll get wrapped up, but I do want to ask you one more quick question. At least for now, it's one. Maybe
no problem.
Maybe it'll turn into more. I don't know. but I want to know if you could wrap kind of wrap everything into one and say, you know what, there's maybe three or four keys to success that I have. What would those three keys to success be? What would you want to tell people to get out there and do to help live the life that they love and live the life that they want to, you know, actually have in their hands?
Absolutely. I'd say three big keys to success are, you know, one, figure out what it is that you love to do. Because if you do not have a passion for whatever it is you're doing in life, then you're not going to be able to overcome any obstacles that come in the way. Those excuses will come up and you'll say, yeah, okay, and you give in because you don't have that drive, that passion. So if you find something that really strikes you in the heart and says, you know, if I could do this every day of my life, I would just be overwhelmed with joy and happiness. Or, you know, find something that if you could never do it again would just break your heart. And there you'll know that, you know, you have found something that you love doing. And I think the second part of that would be figure out what it is that you're good at. Because, you know, I might think it's fun to go walk on the moon, but I'm not going to be an astronaut because, you know, calculus 9 is pretty hard for me, you know, something I couldn't get through. But, you know, so you find what it is you love to do. I think that would be first, and figure out where your strengths are. You know, what are you good at? That would be number two. And three would be put those together and just really put your heart into it. You know, if you put yourself into whatever it is you want to do, you can make it happen. You know, so you can do anything that you believe. And I know we hear that when we're kids, and as we grow up, we forget that, or we think, oh no, that's not true. That's just something they tell you so that, you know, you keep going to school. But really, it's true. You can do anything you want to do. So figure out what it is that you love, what it is that you're good at, and do your research on how you can make a profit from that. And, you know, I guess a fourth, if I could, is just never give up, you know, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it, because everybody needs help. You know, a table doesn't stand up without the support. So
definitely a good idea.
You know.
Well, you had a lot of information today, a lot of good stuff, and I really am so happy and glad that you could come down here and speak with me. Your information, your advice is going to be incredible. We're going to probably hand that out and let a lot of people hear it.
No, it's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me, Matt. It's always a learning experience and a growth, and just a pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome. For everybody listening in, thank you for being here, and look for more Q&A questions by Laura K. Henderson, of course, and we'll see you guys all next time.